This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The heart of the American dream is in cardiac arrest.
In the first 9 months of last year, private investors bought 3,196 single-family homes in our greater metropolitan area. One out of every seven houses sold.
40% from the start of the pandemic.
In the final half of 2022, the typical U.S. home sold for a record-shattering $468,000. Massive private equity firms like Blackstone and Pradium Partners have backed a relatively new breed of homeowner, the corporation. This growing industry buys or builds single-family homes and then rents them out.
New data reveals that economists have been sugarcoating the rate at which financial Goliaths have been swallowing up America's single-family homes. The previous number they estimated had already been a painful lowball of only 18-23% of single-family homes being purchased. That lie was merely intended to help the poison go down, because in 2023, private equity firms bought up nearly half, 44% of single-family homes in America. The middle-class American homeowner's dream is now an American renter's nightmare.
Our generation will not be homeowners. They will have us permanently renting.
Meanwhile, the real estate industry is collapsing under the weight of corporate lawfare.
This is insane. Realtors are about to have their commissions cut in half.
And if that wasn't enough to crush the middle class, the lack of serious laws regarding squatters' rights is the perfect enticement for Biden's invading border army.
Existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla.
You shouldn't be trying to steal my house. Yes, you are.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
This woman was trying to get inside her own home, but the previous owner refused to leave.
I saw like about 20 people at my property trying to move in as fast as they could.
After her previous tenant moved out, the home had only been vacant for 10 days.
Unfortunately, some of these squatters have gotten pretty sophisticated.
This guy just come out of nowhere saying he purchased a home and just took a home.
It's a tactic real estate attorneys say they're starting to see all too often. Attorney Richard Olympic says they're called wrongful foreclosures or forged deeds. It's when thieves use forged documents to gain ownership of unaware homeowners' properties.
There's no people's court for challenging a wrongful foreclosure or forged deed. So that's the fundamental problem.
Squatters have turned a mansion into a party house. Police have tried and failed to shut down that party mansion since it started.
People in a local apartment complex say squatters are breaking into their homes and even being violent.
Buying a dream home turned into a nightmare. You heard him. For this family from Queens, the house came with something the new owners did not bargain for, a squatter.
I think if we criminalize, you know, no squatting in residential maintained properties, that's going to solve a lot of these issues and send it to criminal court and let law enforcement act.
It's not right that my wife had to quit her job 9 months ago. I had to quit beforehand, get myself prepared down here in Texas, because we're next to Eagle Pass. And we quit our jobs 9 months ago. And guess what? We have to watch our household day and night to protect our own land down here. And I'm telling you, these illegals that are coming in, get ready, people, because nobody's doing anything. Nobody's talking. It's all talk. I just want you to know they busted down the gates in front of our military, literally busted down the gates, ran right past them, thousands of them. They didn't do anything.
Lobbyist lapdogs in D.C.'s country club of hubris are on course to drain the country dry and hand it over to the World Economic Forum, meeting the goals of the United Nations Agenda 2030.
And as we rebuild our cities and as we rebuild our country to ensure that every single person has a home, we need to invest and pass the Green New Deal for public housing.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
It deals with the issue of the climate catastrophe that we are living in. We must also pass the Green New Deal for public schools. because the Green New Deal for public schools, working in conjunction with the Green New Deal for public housing, is a
form of reparation and they take over
for our historically marginalized communities.
Throw the bastards out, every last one of them. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to do a 2-hour with a bunch of special guests, deep dive on the April 8th total solar eclipse that the federal government is doing martial law drills with. Not because I believe something big is going to happen on that date, but because they're drilling and getting ready for command and control if they try to bring in full martial law during the election or when Trump is president-elect. We are in a very dangerous time with 222 days left until this election. Also, I'm going to do a deep dive, as everybody wants me to, on the red heifer, the situation in Israel, because I get besieged on the street with questions about this. I mean, everywhere I go, people want to know about those two subjects. So, deep dive, already covered it some last hour. We'll put that out on X a little bit later in the show. We have Rabbi Shmuley, who's been viral for years, who has been attacking Candace Owens and other people. He's been attacking me. So I invited him on the show, and he said, I will come on, and then I will debate you, and I will digitally decapitate you. And I talked to him yesterday. I said, dude, I just invited you on the show. It's like when Kanye West was here. I disagree with a lot of what he had to say. I just let the guy talk. Okay, so... But if he wants to get into a debate with me, he finally figured it out. He said, well, what do you want to debate? I said, you're the one who wants to debate. Do you even know what I want to talk to you about? He said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, I want to see whether you're a comedian or you're really crazy. Or whether he thinks I'm crazy. And they really want me to get his name right. It's Rabbi Shmuley Boteha. Okay. That's coming up. And speaking of that, a little prelude here. When I said last week that I think Israel is really entering the genocide area here, I got criticized by a lot of people and also got a lot of praise. And all I said was that when you start carpet bombing in the north and you push everybody all the way down to the south and then you're shooting fish in a barrel, and you're killing thousands of children every week, it is horrible PR for Israel. Plus, more importantly, those children didn't do anything to anybody. But you heard Netanyahu declare Amalek. That's how you pronounce it in the Old Testament. Kill everybody, men, women, children. Well, that's what the genocide law of 1947 was passed for because of the attempted genocide that Hitler tried to carry out against the Jews and did a pretty substantive job of completing. And then you've got the whole crowd that says Hitler wasn't targeting the Jews, even though the final solution's Nazi documents. Now, you can talk about how big it was or was it exaggerated. The records aren't clear on World War II. It was bad. Hitler killed a bunch of other people, too. Something like 7 million Poles. 26 million Russians. Hitler killed a bunch of people. So, but isn't it familiar here, and isn't it apropos in a very sad way, that this law, was this international treaty, was created because of the horror of what the world thought of what Hitler did to the Jews and others, but it specifically was written, the genocide law, and it's similar to the U.S. law, pretty much word for word, that came out after Nuremberg. So it's written and inspired by what happened to the Jews, and what are people in Israel doing? Well, they're doing a lot of things, but those that are pro, wipe all the Muslims out, kill all the Palestinian crowd, either say, no, we're not killing innocent people, or, oh, we're only targeting Hamas. But then separately, you've got all the other big talk show hosts and Knesset members and rabbis saying, yeah, Amalek, or Amalek, how do you pronounce it right? Pull up the Netanyahu clip where he says it. Yeah, we are going to kill all these people because they're going to grow up and kill us. Well, that's what Hitler was saying about the Jews. So this is bad, folks. You can't sit there and say it's wrong to target men, women, and children of one group and then say it's okay on the other hand. That doesn't say October 7th wasn't terrible, and I said it was, and it was wrong, and the whole thing's suspicious with the Israeli stand down and the Biden money to Iran, and we know Hezbollah was heavily involved financing all that. The thing is very, very, very suspicious. Now, continuing, here's what Trump said. So now is Trump anti-Israel? No. He's saying you are really painting yourself into a corner. Trump tells Israel it made a big mistake. He went on to say that Israel's losing a lot of support and trust, and he's to finish up the war. And he went on to say that, well, you can read the whole thing. It's on Infowars.com. He put it out on Truth Social. He also gave an interview to a big Israeli newspaper. And he says, you see the images day after day of men, women, and children being blown up and buildings falling down on children. And he said, this is not good. And I totally agree with what Trump's saying. Israel unleashes a major airstrike on Syria and deep inside Lebanon, as well as bombing southern Gaza yesterday. And I'm told it's ongoing right now. UN expert report accuses Israel of committing genocide. The head advisor to the UN Genocide Committee says that three of the five parameters of genocide have been fulfilled, and that the evidence shows that it is the anatomy of genocide. The 1948 Genocide Convention, which was enacted in the wake of the mass murder of Jews and Nazi Holocaust, defines genocide as acts committed with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. Israel's diplomatic mission in Geneva has rejected the report and maintain that the war is targeting the Islamist group Hamas, not the Palestinian civilians. There's another report on Infowars.com. Israel's attempt to eradicate Hamas is only leading to even greater radicalization. Exactly. And it continues. So, we can roll this footage. I mean, just look at this little girl. This is new footage today or yesterday. Palestinian 11-year-old girl, Raza Arafat, cries after losing her entire family to Israeli airstrikes on Rafah in Gaza, and the news that her leg has been amputated when she woke up. Go ahead and roll it with audio.
What's that?
My God, I want my leg back. All right. I don't like showing this stuff, but it's got to be seen. You know, I was alive then, and I guess I was at the end of it. I didn't support communism or Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, but we became the bad guys over there, and it was images of little girls with their skin burned off running down the street naked and their skin falling off from napalm that turned America against that war. And it still took us 7 years after that footage aired on Walter Cronkite to turn that around and stop that war. Now it's one of our best allies in the world, and we're doing big gangbuster business with Vietnam. What is the biblical story of Amalek, and why is it being used in South Africa's ICG case against Israel? Yeah, they've got that war crimes tribunal thing going on, and it's because Netanyahu said we are invoking Amalek, which means...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Hi.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Mass genocides. And I've never killed anybody. I guess one guy died later, but that wasn't my fault. He attacked me, but he, you know. And then they weren't 100% sure he died from the beating he got, but the point was, technically, I've killed some of my children. That's not true. I've paid for abortions when I was younger and stupid and a teenager, and I repent of it. So I guess I am a murderer, actually. But the point is that I've not consciously gone out and committed mass genocides like the UN. And so that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I just have a moral responsibility to tell it like I see it. And Israel had the world's compassion and support and aid when the October 7th event happened. And I'm all for Hamas's leadership being taken out. But you can't then not look at history and say, why did Israel help create Hamas in the late 70s? Why did they stand down? There's something bigger going on here. And it's about global conflict and regional crisis that'll keep Netanyahu in power. Because he said, oh, you know, we'll have an investigation October 7th once this is over. Well, now they say it's never going to end. And so Israel wants to secure its territory. It wants to get rid of the Palestinian problem. Again, where have I heard of that before? So this is a final solution. Israel's carrying out a final solution on the Palestinians right now in a genocidal arc. And I think if Israel pulls back now, it'll still have support, but it's still been irrevocably damaged. If Israel continues on, because you know the Israelis aren't stupid, they know exactly what they're doing. And that is creating a permanent state of war and Israel cut off from the rest of the world. And one of the most dangerous places in the world. And then separately, NATO says they want a permanent war with Russia in a stalemate. They say it'll last decades. And the French defense minister and economics minister said a month ago, oh, our new economy will be based on war. And Germany's talking like that. And Sweden and the UK. Got to get on a permanent war footing. So the world's getting very dark, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the dusk here. Going into the night, and the world is a powder keg, and so many issues are being exacerbated while the globalists cut off the fertilizer and the food and the energy and put people deeper into debt and weaponize the culture and turn different groups against each other. This is how the global ruling class plans to control the world population and create a collapse of energy and food that will lead to mass starvation and death and even greater destabilization. And that's what these governments do. That's what these systems do. And just like the globalists are destabilizing the Middle East and destabilizing Eastern Europe and the Balkans and the Caucasus, they are destabilizing us. Look at our borders. This is a very evil, sick plan that the Black Rocks of the world, the big defense contractors of the world brag about and discuss. And strangely enough, a few days ago, Kamala Harris still sounded like a complete moron, but she was able to string sentences together that made sense. Like, pull that clip up. She says, I've looked at the maps, and they have nowhere to go. Yes, genius, they have the sea on one side, and they have Egypt on the other side. And a giant three-layer Israeli wall on the other, and barbed wire. And they're being pushed into the ocean, as Ramses II tried to push the Jews into the ocean. And that historically happened. You can debate whether the sea parted and all that, but that's on the hieroglyphs that Ramses II in indeed chased them all the way to the sea and then suffered some big defeat. So it's not good optics. And that's if you're a cold-blooded sociopath, it's bad optics and is irrevocable and will have generational effects on the world's view of Israel. And my desire is not to see Israel disappear. Plus, Israel has nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere without the Samson option, which is triggering a worldwide nuclear war. That's official. So I'm glad Kamala studied the maps. And again, even Biden says stop. He says Israel's hurting themselves by this. Biden is a foaming at the mouth pro-Israel guy and pro-war. Why is he saying that? Because it's a PR disaster. Again, Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making mistakes. Well, Israel is not my enemy. And I don't fetishize the hatred of Jews and Israel. On the other hand, the ADL and the left and Israel promote anti-gun and anti-free speech stuff here. The Israel lobby wants America to be some type of captured vassal servant of Israel. And I know the Pentagon uses it the other way around, like a land-based aircraft carrier. But the arrogance, the chutzpah that we see and the two-sided policies, oh, this policy for Israel, but they don't want those policies for us. I mean, look, Israel's gotten a get-out-of-jail-free card. Israel has race-mixing laws where you will be kicked out of the country or arrested if you marry a Jew. Did you know that? It's a fact. Now, okay, you want your own people? You want your own country? I think people have a right to their own identity. I don't get mad at the black separatists that want to be with the black people and want to do their own thing. People have a right to do that. I think Randy Weaver had a right to say, I'm sick of this, and I'm sick of everybody hating white people, and I'm going to go live on the top of a mountain with my wife and kids. He wasn't a white supremacist. He didn't hate other groups. I knew him well, but he wanted to be his own person. So, okay, if a large section of the folks in Israel don't want to have anything but Jews around, it's like your own club, all right. But don't turn around then and say the existence of white Christians and through the academia and all of it promote inherently that Western culture is bad. What is that? Like, you can only marry Jews in Israel. Jews can only marry Jews. But the existence of white people and the whole leftist academic canon is anti-Western. It's insane. So, and I know Israel's different blocks and different groups, so these are generalizations, but I've said my piece on this. I want to get into the big Moscow attack news, the biggest yet. The FSB is now saying, no, we got evidence it was the West. And we're also going to look at the huge poison shot news that's really piled up in the last 5 days that I haven't covered. Huge developments there. And so much more, dealing with the wave of mass censorship that's coming. If you think it's been bad so far, get ready now. And I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit the Moscow news. I'm going to hit the censorship news. I'm going to hit the border news. I'm going to hit the poison shot news all before this hour ends. And then we have His Holiness, Rabbi Shmuley Botarag, joining us coming up for, I guess, a debate. I'll be happy to debate him. But I really just want to actually see if this guy can be serious for more than 10 seconds. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Let's race through the news here in the next half hour ahead of Rabbi Schmoly joining us. Overhead shot. This is BBC. Moscow attack. Russia blames West and Kiev for jihadist massacre. And they say from the evidence they got where they captured them trying to get back into Ukraine and from the interrogations that they were trained in Ukraine by NATO and the United States. They're going to be putting a report out on that soon. Here's another headline, Infowars.com. Initial information from Crocus City Hall attack. Suspects proves Ukraine link, FSP chief says. That's a big deal. Kremlin reveals conditions for talks with the U.S. to end the war with Ukraine, knowing the U.S. really runs it all, just speaking directly to Washington. NATO's use of depleted uranium linked to cancer epidemic, Serbian lawyer. That's been totally proven by the Pentagon in their own studies. NATO tells Ukraine to bolster troop numbers through accelerated conscription. Biden calls Putin a butcher. Russia rejects U.S. sea annexations of islands in the Arctic. Ukraine war briefing. Third of Russia's Black Sea fleet sunk or crippled. London Guardian. This is a big, fat war that is going down, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now let's move to the border stack here. We're going to move quickly through all of this. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and again, these are not in the stack according to their importance. It's just there's just too much of it to me to even decide what's most important. You can decide. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a prepaid debit cards for illegal aliens, sparks debate because he acts like he's against it, but he's behind it. But we'll go over some of the numbers in a moment. This is a key article on Infowars.com. Germany, foreigners responsible, not migrants, for 100% of serious sexual assault cases in Frankfurt, 57.4% of all crimes. That's statistics from the city of Frankfurt. And we see similar numbers around the world. Because who's getting out of the collapsed third world? Young military-age men. And what do military-age men do when they're off the hook, do whatever they want? Mob rule kicks in. That's why in most wars, during occupations, there's mass crime and rape. Well, this is an invasion. This is a military operation, so they're doing it. Scene of the crime. Border Patrol lifted razor wire at Rio Grande for hundreds of illegals before they broke through the next level and didn't even want to be processed. More blood on Biden. Illegal shoots and kills 25-year-old Michigan woman. University of Arizona offers students college credit in exchange for helping charity facilitate illegal immigration. They're mobilized the colleges, all the bureaucracies in the country. Illegal alien charged with murdering woman during carjacking. Migrant families begin leaving New York City hotels as first eviction notices kick in. And they're being moved to, again, red states. Big, thick, 15-page AP report admits it all. This is the strategy to take over. Video, it's up on Infowars.com. Cop corruption. San Antonio police found to be protecting human smuggling as side gigs for extra cash. And here is an excellent, and I reposted this on Real Alex Jones on X. Harrison Smith put out this viral post yesterday, and then he gave all the receipts in the big post. What if, instead of taxing you, the government gave you $1,400 cash every month? What if it paid your rent for up to $9,000 a month and bought your groceries and paid for a maid and laundry service? What if it paid for your air travel? What if it offered free babysitters, free daycare and preschool? What if they paid for all your health care, including hospitals and dentists, and didn't push the poison shot on you either? What if it held community events where all the kids in the neighborhood go out on a free field trip? What if it was pouring billions of dollars into improving the infrastructure in your neighborhood? Because they're doing all of this and more for the illegal aliens. And it's not just saying what, if rhetorically. Really think about how your life would be if you got all this. It's excessive, honestly. But this is how the government is treating total foreigners. This is how the government's treating total foreigners who've never contributed a day's work to this country. All because they downloaded an app and clicked I'm claiming asylum button. 90% of Americans will work their asses off all week to pay for this, and we still have to do our own laundry. And then he put a bunch of links to mainstream news and government documents confirming all of this. So let's go over the list. Freebies for illegals, a comprehensive list. General welfare costs for illegal aliens. Free hotel rooms at $150 a day. Three meals a day at $64 per person per diem a day. Free on-site medical and dental services, including condoms. Special diet for Ramadan. Free same-day dry cleaning with pickup and delivery. Free housekeeping twice a week. Free cell phones, chargers, charging ports, free tablets, iPads, free clothing, new and used. Everyone got new free winter coat, gloves, and shoes. Free toiletries, toothpaste, deodorant, special ethnic shampoos, skin cream, aspirin, toothbrushes, feminine products. And for the children, free diapers, wipes, diaper pails, cribs, bassinets, playpens, baby bottles, baby formula, free car seats, free new mother bags, playrooms for young illegals with free toys and books, which must be replaced often because of destruction. And here's some of the articles that back it up. Feds pay for room service, laundry, and babysitters for illegal immigrants kept in hotels. Washington Times. Look at the crazy list of things illegal immigrants get for free in liberal Massachusetts. It's even worse. And on top of all that, they give them debit cards of up to $3,000 to $4,000 a month, depending on what Democrat-controlled area. And once they're there 6 months a year, they then ship them into enclaves the Democrats have set up with federal and state funding to your town or your city. And then they pass laws so they can vote and be police and be military and own guns. But you can as a citizen if the government has its way. So there's all of that news. Isn't that special, as they say? Now, I mentioned this a few days ago and barely covered it, and I guess I'm doing it again, but this is just a huge article because it's the model of what's already happened here under the radar. But in some of the congressional hearings, it's all come out that big tech is being paid by government, including the feds here, but in the EU, $20 billion in the last year alone to not just censor Facebook and Instagram. Facebook's been hard to do it, but to censor everybody else for the government. Remember when Google, 13, 14 years ago, it was a major headline, Google moves into the former Stasi headquarters in East Germany, the secret police headquarters. They rented it. They moved in. And Google's a big part of this too. So they are part of the government. The government's part of them. It's completely illegal, and now they're rolling this out, spying on the people so the police can come arrest you if they don't like what you say or what you do, or if you join the wrong political party, you get fired, your church kicks you out. It's all in a database. If you vote for the Nationalist Party, it's like milquetoast Republican style. That's the level of harassment. There it is. Make police states hip again. Google offered Stasi HQ for new Berlin office. Last time I checked, they moved in. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to come back and get more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Video, radio stations all over the country, some TV stations and cable, and of course, Real Alex Jones. You still can't promote on X, band.video. It's still blocked. But the site you go to that is the whole index and it's the same site, the site you promote is madmaxworld.tv. They haven't blocked that URL in a year. So that's how you get around the censors. Finishing up the censorship news. A wave of censorship is coming ahead of the European elections. Such a key article from all the way back on the 25th, 2 days ago. You need to go read this, man. $20 billion last year, Facebook to run censorship over the entire EU, 450 million souls. And they're fining and arresting people for nothing. And the globalists are bringing this here. Canada's passing laws to do the same thing. I mean, this is happening. This is so dangerous. Here's an example. Freedom of speech dead. German businessmen fined 6,000 euros for billboard mocking Green Party politicians. Absolutely dangerous. Another article on InfoWars.com. If Republicans succeed at banning TikTok, you can say goodbye to InfoWars and Brighteon and all the other independent sites. Because they say, oh, it's only for foreign interference. They call everything foreign interference. German doctor refuses to treat AFD politician. Churches are kicking people out that, oh, you voted for AFD, which is just a nationalist party. Biden's censorship regime blocks media access at border over embarrassing invasion video that shocked the nation. So now even Fox News, CNN, AP can't even get up there. They told the Border Patrol, keep everybody back a mile. So they've set up perimeters to keep the media out, including independent media, but the illegals can come on in. Watch. Illegal Alien explains how Biden government provides free medical lawyers and fights at taxpayer expense. I mean, it just goes, it's like Road Warrior. Vehicle catches fire. Illegal aliens top 100 miles an hour during Texas pursuit. I mean, I got to stop there because I've been talking about this since Sunday, but never got to it. And it's because how do you do this justice? This is so damn important. So we're going to be getting to that here in just a moment. Now, I just dropped the stack, leaving me even harder to go through it because I had it all in order. But this is insane. Studies admitting that the mRNA accelerates cancer, causes cancer. Just, it's like Miracle-Gro for cancer. But glyphosate caused cancer. Boy, step aside, glyphosate, hold my beer. Kate Middleton, all of it. Maybe I should do a whole special show, deep dive just on this. Because people love those. They all get like 5 million views, the special shows. We're doing one tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, 2 hours commercial free. On the eclipse and what's really behind that, the big martial law drill that it really is, that nobody seems to figure that out, so I'll explain it. I don't say that meanly, but that's what it is, 100%. So danger in the eclipse, but the government's declared a civil emergency. It's practicing running all the local governments. But speaking of commercial free, I can't do this show without your support. Plus, we got great products you need. I really hope you'll go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's my dad's company. And he has amazing toothpaste there, including toothpaste not available for years. It's now back in stock, but it's selling out quick. Super Blue, non-fluoride toothpaste, fortified with patented nano-silver, iodine, organic tea tree oil, peppermint, and there's no fillers. So a tiny little dot of this, I say it will last twice as long. It depends on how much paste you use. It could last 10 times longer than, I mean, it really is amazing. Super Blue. We have the turmeric toothpaste. It's amazing. The activated charcoal toothpaste, all of it organic, all of it fortified with essential oils, and a bunch of other great products like the Immune Gargle Swish and Swallow with nano silver, the topical super powerful silver wound gel, and then a whole bunch of other great supplements not available at InfoWarsStore.com or available at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. And I thank you for your support. DrJonesNaturals.com is a great sponsor. And then, of course, the big sponsor is InfoWarsStore.com. X3, incredible triiodine, back in stock, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, strongest humanoid out there, super concentrated, so good for your entire body. Anti-inflammatory, on record amazing. It's 40% off, but that sale is imminently going to be ending because next week, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back, and that will go off sale. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion will go on sale. So if you want to get the turmeric, now's the time. Also still discounted, and that sale will end next week as well because we've sold out 2/3 of it. 10-hour clean energy known as Turbo Force is also available at InfoWarsStore.com. So what do you want to get? Trust me, it's amazing. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and X3 triiodine. There's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let me just run through this. And you know, we got a great guest host coming up in the fourth hour. Oh, Alan Benjamin, but I'm really tempted to grab some of his time and do this. You know what I'll do? You know what I'll do? One way or another, I'm going to take 30 minutes out of tomorrow's show and cover this. But I'm going to mention it right now. In this stack right here, this is so important. There are new studies out about how mRNA causes cancer, blood clots, heart attacks. We already knew all that. But these are prestigious in the journal Nature. I like to see one of these every day now. I mean, literally. And then I said to the crew, hey, I remember 3 years ago, all these medical reports saying, oh, when you take the shot, it creates things that are like tumors. But don't worry, don't go to the doctor if you grow what you think's a tumor. And then now the turbo cancers are off the hook. And then now there's all these headlines. Oh, young people, it's totally normal to get cancer now. And I started seeing those on buses during the rollout of COVID. Heart attacks are normal in young people. TV ads, you've seen them. In Canada, the U.S., Europe, the U.K. I mean, they knew this. They knew this in October 2000 in the FDA document that's still on their website predicting all of this. Cancer, myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks, strokes. And then they have all their little operatives go out. I saw one of the Krasenstein brothers doing this and going, yes, cancer's way up suddenly, and yes, all this is happening, but it's not connected to the shots. Everything's fine. Hidden from public, study identifies issues with mRNA vaccine that could have fatal consequences. A peer-reviewed journal, Nature, published a study recently that identifies serious problems with mRNA vaccine technology that could have fatal consequences. You need to read the study for yourself, and I will tomorrow when we get into it. I'll dig into it. Let's continue. Oh, my gosh, it's another illegal alien murdering somebody. That just got mixed into the stack. Cancer is striking more young people, and doctors are alarmed and baffled. The Wall Street Journal. Oh, they're baffled. What is it? We don't know. Rising cancer rates among young women highlight how medical systems fall short. And the growth of cancer is faster in women. Yeah, because more women took the shot. Kate Middleton announces, speaking of young women, cancer diagnosis, stomach cancer, as many suspect COVID jab to blame. Well, they just told us in the literature it would do it. Cancer and Princess Kate, what type of diagnosis did Kate Middleton receive? Well, they say it's in her stomach, but that's a secret. All right, so we've got all that news. And then we've got all the news here dealing. Yeah, here's Brian Krasenstein. Yes, cancer rates among young people are up. No, there's no scientific evidence that anything has to do with COVID or COVID vaccines or mRNA. Okay, all right. He goes, because they've been rising for a long time. Yeah, because of the glyphosate and the chemicals, the electromagnetic radiation, the GMO. But say, here's 1979. And so cancer's here, and now it goes like this. And then you hit 2021, it goes straight up. So yeah, they're doing a good job killing us, folks. Life expectancy's dropping. World population's dropping. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try Turbo Force, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and Turbo Force, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.